Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to Elm, and today I'm going to do an interview with Heidi from Hawaii, and I'm so excited because I love Hawaii. And as I always say, let's get into the interview. Let's get into the interview. Hello?
Hi Eli, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are
good.
You?
I'm doing really well actually.
Awesome. Okay, are you ready for the first question?
You know what? I am so ready. And also, I'm very nervous, but let's do it.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
The first question is, what do you like about Hawaii?
Yeah, this is a good question. So, my family and I moved to Hawaii 4.5 years ago, almost 5 years. 5 years in the summer, in June. And there's lots of things to love about Hawaii. One of my favorite things about Hawaii personally is that my family lives in America, but I grew up in Australia, and so Hawaii is right in the middle, and so I can kind of be close enough to my family, and also we're close enough to pop over to Australia and New Zealand when we want.
Yeah.
And Hawaii is kind of like that in the culture as well. There's things that are like American about it, but it feels a lot closer to an Australian or New Zealand culture. Like my kids are in more of like an outside classroom. We don't have the freezing cold winters. So it actually feels a lot more like my childhood growing up in Australia than it did to me living in America on the mainland.
Cool.
So that's actually one of my favorite things about living in Hawaii. There's the obvious things like beaches and, you know, green, but for me personally it's that it's close to Australia and New Zealand, and also easy to pop over from America.
Yeah,
from the mainland. From the mainland.
I would agree if I lived in Hawaii about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, what if you could be any animal, what would it be?
I know this one straight away. I've been saying this since I was in college. We used to play this game when I was in college. And it's a sea otter.
Sea otter. Why?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so cute. They have really cute little faces. They lay around on their backs. They are, and they live in the ocean, and I love the ocean. They are community animals. Like, they stay with their family and their friends, and they, like, play together. And, you know, they connect their tails to seaweed that keeps them, like, rooted in the water so they can float around but not be, like, taken away in a current.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So I just think it sounds like a pretty great life, and that's what I would be.
Okay. Then yeah. The next question is, how do you like to spend your time? Your spare time, I mean.
Well, you know, because of COVID, I've had a lot more kind of like spare time. We've been in a lot of like social isolation for a while. So I'd say currently I like to read. I read a lot of books. I also listen to a ton of podcasts. But I don't actually listen to podcasts in my spare time. I listen to podcasts while I'm doing chores. So I listen to podcasts like while I'm folding laundry, while I'm walking the dog sometimes, while I'm doing the dishes at night.
Yeah.
I listen to a ton of audiobooks. Do you listen to audiobooks?
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks, normally like audiobooks on CDs, but also podcasts, because like podcasts kind of like are similar to audiobooks because they're both just listening to stuff.
Yes.
And yeah.
So like before COVID, when I was a lot more busy driving the kids around and also taking care of little ones, I didn't have as much time for audiobooks, but then when my kids were home doing school all day, so I had to be home all the time, I started listening to audiobooks because the podcasts weren't enough for me anymore. I got through them too quickly. And so I've listened to way more books because I've been home so much more.
Where is it? Okay. What makes you really annoyed?
Oh man. I don't like being put on, like a lot of times I have to call in. Maybe like recently I got rear-ended. My car got rear-ended by another car, and I had to keep calling their insurance company to make sure it was covered, and I kept getting put on hold. One, I cannot stand calling into places where it's all computerized and you're like pressing
Yeah.
the numbers and they don't understand you and it's so annoying. And then they put you on hold and they play that very annoying elevator music. And sometimes here in Hawaii, I can be on hold for like 45 minutes to an hour. And
Yeah.
so I put my like speaker thing on and I have to listen. Oh, that is really to me. It's just such a waste
Yes.
of time.
It's
Yeah.
very annoying.
Yes. That's a good
Okay.
question, Eli. What's something that annoys you?
Oh, thank you. Something that annoys me is when one of my family members starts like humming or singing a song like really badly, and it's like really annoys me because like I know how to sing this, and also if someone sings a song wrong, like they sing the lyrics wrong or the
Yes.
tune wrong, and I'm like, no, it goes like this.
Oh,
This
gee,
doesn't sound.
Eli, I have bad news for you, man. I never get the words right in songs ever. It drives my sister crazy. I never know the words to songs. But it doesn't stop me singing them. Oh, that's funny. Hey, do you ever watch that carpool karaoke with James Corden on YouTube?
Yep,
Have you seen
kind of that.
the one? Have you seen the one with Chris Martin from Coldplay?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
It's really good. It's so funny because James Corden is like singing a song, and then Chris Martin goes, "Hey, what was that?" And James Corden sings the words, and he goes, "What are the words?" And Chris Martin goes, "Well, those aren't the words that I sing." And it's his song. So it's so funny because he literally catches him singing the wrong words to his own song. So it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I think you'd laugh.
Good they didn't delete the tape
They
that
didn't
they
delete the tape, no.
in some couple karaoke James Corden like videos, they need a truck sometimes to tow it, like because James Corden like in some of the videos because he can't like because he kind of like they don't do it just to sing sometimes like. Either maybe Justin Bieber did this Rubik's Cube one where he solved the Rubik's Cube and he has to like look at the thing because he just driving and singing isn't that good
Yes.
content.
And also he's got pretty famous people in the car, and all those people would drive around if they noticed and wave and everything. So I think it's also for like to keep the paparazzi away that they have that truck available to help with that.
Yeah.
I think. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. Have you seen the
Okay.
one where he does the guy from the Beatles? Oh, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I love that one. That one's so good. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's he does a lot of videos for that. It's a what is it called? It's like on his the late show, I
Yes,
think it's called.
that's right.
Yeah, the late show. James Corden. He just does like videos, and then does there's this one like with the celebrity where He doesn't even, like, he takes his hands off the steering wheel because he doesn't even, like, focus on the road. He's, like, looking at... And so, in the making, one of them had to... He had a truck in front was towing it because he couldn't.
Right.
It was unsafe.
Totally. When we were pretty sad and lonely at the beginning of COVID, like probably April or May last year, when like kids hadn't been in school for ages or whatever, every afternoon we would turn on James Corden and we would watch the carpool karaoke's just to make ourselves laugh and sing along, and we'd be in much better moods. It really helped us.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And also his the Broadway ones. What's that called? Sidewalk, Crosswalk, Broadway. Have you seen those?
Oh, I've seen this Aladdin one, yes. And it's so funny because James Corden didn't get. He had to be the monkey, and he was so annoyed of being the monkey when Will Smith got to be the genie when he wanted to be the genie.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone got their original plays, and then he just got to be Abu, yes. I think. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was really funny to watch.
Yeah, there's one for The Greatest Showman, and Hugh Jackman is there, but he keeps calling him Huge Jackman, and it's really funny too. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. We would watch those to give us a good laugh and to sing along, and it really helped lift our spirits when we went into like full-on shutdown and we'd been in it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next question is, if you had just won $10,000, what are you going to do with the money?
Ah, so I have heard you ask other people this question, and I wondered if it was coming.
Yes, I ask it like every time because I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a good one. So I've been thinking about it, and I think it would be we take time off, and we would either do like I'm thinking it would probably be 2 weeks in Australia, 2 weeks in New Zealand, something like that.
Yeah,
and we do like I can't think of what you call it. We call it a camper van. What do you call it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we like would call van? It.
Yeah, something like that down the coast of Australia. I would love to go actually like into like Ayers Rock or Uluru. I've never done that. So I'd love to do something kind of like that with the kids. I'd kind of like to go down. We did the South Island last time we went to New Zealand with the kids, but it poured rain when we were in Milford Sound, and we were in a camper and it was awful. The rain was pouring so bad and we almost got stuck there because they were shutting the roads down, so we had to get out real fast. And so we'd like to have a redo of that.
That's the exact same thing that happened to me like a week ago, because my family went with my mum and dad's friends, and we went in we borrowed their camper van, and on the day that we were packing up, it started raining.
Oh, no.
And we were like, we had our tents out, and like we had to like rush into their camper van,
mm-hmm.
because our one was really small because they got a new one, so we both had our, and so we had to rush into theirs. My dad and my mum's friends, the husband had to like go with my dad outside and like help him in the pouring rain.
Yes,
like pack up the one that we borrowed from them that took ages, and then it just was,
yes.
A disaster.
And then everything inside the camper is wet and there's nowhere to put it. So you're wet, the blankets are wet, all the clothes are wet, all the shoes are wet, and you can't escape the wet because you're just like in a camper all together with all the stuff that's wet. And then it smelled bad because everything in there was so wet. And Peck and I couldn't sleep at all through the night because the camper was like shaking from the wind and the rain. And we were like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And we could hear like water rushing down. And so he got up. He was like sitting in the front seat for a couple of hours just trying to sleep there because Davis had gotten down. He was sleeping on the bed with us, which was really just a thin mattress on a dining table, you know? So it was so uncomfortable. And he went in to make himself a piece of toast. And he said to the girl, oh, I bet you see rain like this all the time because it's like Milford Sound. And she's like, oh, no, I've worked here for 4 years and it's never rained like this. And she goes, I just called up to see if they're closing the roads and they haven't yet, but I bet they will any minute. And Pick was like, what? So he ran back to us. He's like, we've got to get out of here right now. So we're like throwing everything. Everything is so wet and we're driving out in torrential rains. We hadn't slept. It was ridiculous and also like a hilarious memory. Like we're happy for the memory, but we sure would like to do that again.
So did you get out of the did you get out without the roads closing?
We did, but it was a pretty, like, the kids thought it was an epic ride because there were waterfalls all around us. But there's like all these gorgeous hikes you can do and everything. We didn't get to do a single one of them. Like we had all these plans and we didn't get to do any of it. And so it was epic in its own way. Can I tell you something really embarrassing? All of our clothes are wet. Everything was wet. We get to this cafe that we'd started at like days ago before we went down in there. And Pick had, he hadn't shaved. So his face was like, you know, all scruffy. I was like in pajama pants and a shirt with a vest soaking wet. I hadn't showered for 3 days. Davis was in pajama bottoms and a pajama top. Chelsea is in her pajamas. We're in this cafe. I say to Pick, like, I don't remember the last time I was this gross. He's missing a hole in her shirt. We had just gone like fully feral. And it just took 3 days. We're like, we've been in civilization recently. We shouldn't be this bad off just 3 days into it.
Yeah.
But we were that bad. And so I said to him, babe, this is really bad. And he goes, yeah, I know. I don't even have any clean underwear. And we were like, let's give up. We're out. So we turned in our camper van a day early. And I don't actually think we'll do a camper van in that area again. But we'd love to go explore all that area again. Chelsea was born in New Zealand. You know, we lived in New Zealand for 2 years in the North Island. So we'd love to spend more time exploring Australia and more time exploring New Zealand. And I think $10,000 would get us started at least.
Yeah. I'd probably buy, like, with $10,000, I'd buy the stuff that I would probably, like, need for a home. Like, so I'd buy a house, a car, I don't know. And listeners,
what type of car would you buy? Pardon? What type of car would you buy for $10,000, do you think? Is there kind of a car
not
that you like?
A too expensive one, but not a really, really small one.
Got it.
And listeners, just in case you didn't know about all these names, that Heidi's has her husband is Pick, like Picker, and her children, which is Chelsea and Davis, which you might have heard in some voice messages from them.
That's right.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know, like,
who's talking about everyone, like. That's right. I forgot. We're good family friends, and other people might not know that. Yeah, we go way back.
Okay. What is your favorite food?
I'm thinking it would have to be dark chocolate.
Yeah. Well, I prefer like white chocolate. Mm. I think just dark chocolate's better. But I mean, I just prefer like white chocolate. I mean, sometimes if they mix dark chocolate into a different food, I would like it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, what is your favorite book, since you like books and what?
Oh, no. This is a hard one. I have so many favorite books. Okay, let me.
You can name a few if you would
like. Okay. Well, I read the first 5 Harry Potters to Chelsea out loud. And I loved reading those out loud because you get to do all the fun accents. And also, you know, magic, adventure, friendship.
What was it again?
Sorry? The first 5 Harry Potter books. Have you read the Harry Potter books?
I'm reading at the moment, like, the first one, because I don't normally read Harry Potter books, but now I'm thinking that I should read it. I'm more than halfway done. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading
Philosopher's Stone? Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry, I can't pronounce it. It's really hard.
It's a big word.
Philosopher's Stone, yes.
Yeah, I think my favorite one, I can't remember the name of it. It might be number 3. Anyway, I really liked reading those out loud with Chelsea a lot. That was a lot of fun. And then we got to like 6th grade. Oh yeah, when the shutdown happened, she was in 6th grade, like end of 6th grade. And so she just finished them all off herself because she couldn't wait for me to read them out loud. So I haven't read the last ones, but we did watch all the movies together.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. I'm trying to think of an adult book that I love. There's this one called Glitter and Glue. It's by an author named Kelly Corrigan. She is writing about when she gets cancer as a mum, but she's remembering a trip to Australia that she takes when she's in her 20s. And so obviously I love it because it's written by a mum about about enjoying your life as it is. But also she's remembering a trip she takes to Australia. And so I love that part of it as well. That's one of my very favorite books. And there's a line in it that says something like, this is where I want to be in this home with these people. This is the greatest adventure. And I wrote that up and had it put on my wall for all of COVID, like the whole shutdown. I put that quote on my wall. This is where I want to be in this home with these people. This is life's greatest adventure. I really like that.
Great. Mm-hmm. Do you have any pets or have you ever had any pets?
You know the answer to this one. Yes. We had a dog named Banjo that we rescued in Oklahoma. Banjo. I actually lost a baby that I was pregnant with when I was pretty far along in my pregnancy. And it was a really, really sad time for us. And we already had Chelsea and we needed a distraction from our grief. So we rescued a dog. So even though we rescued Banjo from the shelter, he kind of rescued us as well. And then we had Davis. And so Davis had Banjo with him from the minute he came home from the hospital. And then Banjo moved with us from Oklahoma to Virginia when we moved there when my husband was in the Navy. And then he moved with us from Virginia to Hawaii. So then we called him Banjo the traveling dog. And then he passed away since we've lived in Hawaii. And that was very sad. And then for Christmas this year, we surprised our kids with a new pup. We actually got a puppy this time. And he is a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix. And it's kind of a weird name. They call them cockapoos. Which sounds so funny. But that's what he is. And he's 6 months old and he's so cute. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So the next question is, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, boy.
You can name a few if you want. Like, I don't really mind. Any movies that you like, I guess, or your favorite?
Okay. Let me think. I like movies. Recently.
It takes me a long time to remember as well. Like, I can't. Sometimes I can't even.
You know what I love? One. I do love the Paddington Bear movies. Have you seen those? I like the first and second one of those a lot. They're funny and they've got a lot of like heart to them. like a lot of family community, yeah, which I love, and a bit of magic. Have you seen, yeah, do you guys have Disney Plus?
We keep like having it and then not having it and then not like
you subscribe for like a month and then you don't do it again and then you subscribe. Yeah.
Yes, so we did. So like
yes.
The answer is
got it. Yes. Well, so like we had it and then our subscription ended, but then Chelsea was so desperate she actually paid for it herself to get another year subscription. Yeah, she's got a little dog walking business where she walks some neighbors' dogs and makes a bit of cash that way. So she saved her cash and paid for the Disney subscription herself, because she wanted to watch something and I don't remember what it was. But but we do watch Bluey on it, which is the Australian sheepdog show, which we absolutely love. And there's a lot of things on Disney Plus I like. But I think I'm just going to go with Paddington Bear because, oh, what I was going to say is there's a new show on Disney Plus called Flora and Ulysses. And that's the most recent one that we watched with the kids that I really enjoyed too. But if you're talking about Star Wars, I love the one that's like, I'm not going to remember. I like all the Rey Star Wars movies, but I like those too. And we've watched those since shutdown. We hadn't watched any Star Wars movies, but we watched them all since the shutdown. So yeah,
Wow. Yeah, we watched Bluey for, Bluey's actually funny. I didn't know because I thought they were like boys in the movie, and then I found out that who plays them is like a girl. But also it was surprising that she plays both of them, I think.
Oh, I did not know this. Interesting. Yeah, Davis really loves it, and because of that show he always says, "Oh, biscuits." But my favorite episode is the one where they pretend to be grannies and they're like, "Here come the grannies." So great.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Do you have a favorite movie, Eli?
My favorite movie, like for a really long time, used to be Narnia, The Lion, the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's a few different ones I like. There's this one, let me see, hold on. Where is it? Let me just search it up. Let me see if I can just tell you the specific one that I mean, because there's actually a few of them. The 2005 one, it's the one.
I know the one you mean. And is there one in like 2008 as well, the Prince Bean one? Something like that?
Yes. The one that has like the real looking everything.
You know why, like, I knew which one you were talking about is because 2008 is when Chelsea was born in New Zealand, and they were filming that movie in Cathedral Cove in New Zealand while we lived there. Yeah.
I think the movie is so interesting and I love it, and I loved it for like 3 years. I mean, I still love it now. I think I've just like forgotten about it for a long time, but I'm going to watch it like again. Yeah. It's so good. I watched it all the time.
The same way that one has like lot of heart, a lot of magic, and also good community. Those are the kind of movies I love too.
My favorite scene of it is when they have the battle. Like, I just love all the creatures and how it's set up. Like, Aslan looks so real, all the dwarves and centaurs look just so cool, and it's also by C.S. Lewis, so like not the movie but the book, the original book, so it kind of has a bit of Bible in it, because Aslan coming back to life is Jesus coming back to life, and So they kind of made it cool, but also a bit of but like a bit of what? How do I say it? A bit of
like a creative way of telling the story, a new way, something like that. Yeah.
It's like kind of retelling the Bible, but kind of adding different stuff into it. I just like when the buffalo just like comes out of that hill and then he blows the horn and everyone just like I love how it just plays slow mo until they hit and then all the battle. And
so true.
Really cool.
So true. Yeah, that's a good one. Now I want to watch that with the kids. I'm glad you reminded me of that movie.
Me too. I'm gonna watch it like
perfect tomorrow. Me too. And then we'll compare notes. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, the next question is, if someone is coming to Hawaii for the first time, what are the top three things they should do?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Eli, but your mum knows. But there's some of my favorite things that I do not reveal publicly or put online because we like them because it's just things that local people do and the tourists aren't there. So I don't know if I'm going to reveal it. Because normally when COVID's not around, under normal circumstances, there's so many tourists everywhere. And it's hard for people who actually live here to do some of our favorite things. And so there's some places that we take people when they come visit us that like a lot of tourists don't know about, because as local people, we try to keep some things just for us. But let's just say, okay. So I do think.
You don't have to name all three if you want. You can just name.
Okay.
I
do think driving up to the North Shore is worth it. They've got some really beautiful beaches up there. I think snorkeling is good. But I'm not telling you where. You know where, Eli, because I took you.
Yeah, my dad loves snorkeling so much. He's like so excited. But we went spearfishing and his spear like fisher thing broke when we were camping a few weeks ago. And so but a few days ago he bought a new one. Like it's the one where you kind of pull back with not like an elastic thing, but you just like fire at it by pulling back and letting go. But like he bought one that's recently came in the mail, which is one where he has like a reel and he reels it in, that kind of one. And he's real excited about it. Today he was like, I'm so excited to go spearfishing.
Oh, that's so great. Have you used it yourself, Eli? Is it hard to use?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. He's so excited to try it out. And we're going to try it out next. He's going to go out next time we
nice.
Go to the beach, I guess, which I think is how week.
How long is the drive?
Not 2 weeks to you.
How long is the drive for you to the beach?
Depends what beach, because there's literally like so many beaches in the world. But we normally go to a place called Barlings Beach, and that's really fun. We just like to be there.
And how far is that? There.
I think it's around. Well, no
oh,
more
wow,
than
that's
2 hours.
Perfect.
I think so.
That's great. And you camp there?
Okay. No, we stay in a little caravan where my mum and dad's friends again, like has a friend where that we can borrow a van. It's her like kind of holiday van where she goes when she's on holiday sometimes. And so we like to borrow that. She says we can like use it anytime. We just need to like tell her and stuff. And Yeah, we're going to go there for Easter. It might be past Easter for listeners, but...
Perfect. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah, I haven't done any spearfishing or anything like that yet, but I do go out on my stand-up paddleboard a lot. I love doing that. And I was just going to say tomorrow, Chelsea and I are going to take surfing lessons.
We know how to, me and my brother and sister know, yes, we love to surf. And we've taken lessons. It's very fun, and it's once you know how to, there's actually only like, I think, 3 steps till you're already standing up.
Yes,
and riding away.
I've done it a few times, but I haven't recently, and so we just thought it would be fun to do it together, lessons down at Waikiki, and then I think I'm just going to go ahead and buy us both surfboards and go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a 3-day, me and my brother and sister did a 3-day
little
surfing lesson thing.
Yes.
It's really fun.
I was looking for that because it's our spring break right now, but nobody's offering them because of COVID yet. And so hopefully by this summer I can put the kids in like a week-long surf school or something like that. Yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Hawaiian food?
Good question. I am growing papaya in my backyard. There's a strawberry papaya that's kind of pinkish, but I'm not growing that one because it grows to be like 8 feet tall and then you have to get the papaya from the top of the tree. But I love it when I can get those at the farmer's market. And then I have neighbors that have mango trees, and we have tons of neighbors with avocado trees. And so one of my favorite things is when the neighbors drop avocados, they just leave them at my front door to be kind. Yeah. So I'm going to say the mangoes, the avocados, and the papaya. Oh, and I like coconut.
We love,
I like coconut on all the things. Yeah.
Yeah. We have like a thing, I don't know if other people do it, but we love avocado and on like toast or anything, like avocado on toast and then salt and pepper, either salt or either pepper, but I normally have both, and then just close in sandwich, and it's
Eli,
really yum.
You're speaking my language. That is one of my favorite things. I like to drizzle just a little bit of lemon juice on it as well. So good. So good.
That's a tip for the future for me. That's a tip. I should use that. I should do it. What would you love to do in the future? Other than surf, because you've already answered that.
I don't know. Trying to figure that one out. I think, I actually don't have an answer for that one right now. I'm pretty content currently. I don't know.
Okay. Do you prefer
dogs.
Cats or dogs?
Done. Yep.
Dogs. I mean, could I say yum? Sorry.
I prefer my dog to chase away the cats.
Okay, that's creepy. I don't know why I said yum. Some people have dogs and cats, and
right.
It works out perfectly. If you just get a dog and sometimes you just get a dog and a cat, and immediately when they see each other, they just like attack and like it's just like creepy. Like,
no, great. We have our next door neighbors have a cat, and she likes to come sit up in this like tree fort that Pick and Davis built, and then come. No,
you have a cat.
No, our next door neighbor has a cat, but she loves our tree fort. So when I take Comet, our dog, out in the mornings, I can see the cat staring down at us from the fort, but the pup hasn't noticed yet. But I can see our neighbor's cat staring down at us. So Yeah, that's and but every now and then she's on the ground and Comet will chase her away. But yeah, so we kind of have a cat in our fort sometimes, but that's it.
Does it like curl up? Like, how does it get? Does it, how does it see your dogs? Like, does it, so it has a fort and it climbs up
Yeah,
it and
I'm
then just looks
actually
over?
not sure how it gets into the fort, but the fort is just a platform. There's no sides on it or anything, so it's just sitting on the platform looking at us, so I can see it really easily. But Comet has not yet clued into looking up high in the tree to see it up there, so it just watches us.
Yeah. How often can you see
I
it or
probably
does it
see
come?
it 3 or 4 days a week. Like in the mornings when we go out, or in the afternoons when I take the dog out, she's just there enjoying the fort.
Wow.
If Davis or his
Yeah.
friends are out there playing, she's not there. But yeah, in the quiet times, she thinks it's hers, I think.
I once like woke up very early in the morning and I don't know what I was doing, but I like went outside, not outside, but like outside of my room. Don't know why. And then I looked through the door and I was really scared at first, but there was like a cat on the
Yeah.
deck walking around. I was so surprised that I wasn't thinking right. And I ran to get
Yes.
my phone, started recording, and came outside. And I didn't get, it was so dark, so I didn't get any
Footage.
rook, I didn't get to, it did, when I played it back, I didn't see it. But then, and then, like, after the video, I didn't know what to do, because I was standing outside in the freezing cold air outside at, like, 2 a.m. in the
Yeah.
morning. And I was so confused, so I just, like, went back inside and went back to sleep.
That's hilarious.
So I was outside on my deck at 2 a.m. in the
Oh
morning,
my goodness.
freezing cold with an iPhone in my hand, and just I was like, what is happening?
Not worth it. I'm going back to bed. Good stuff.
Yeah. If you could have lunch with one person, dead
Oh,
or
Oprah,
alive, who would
done.
it be?
Do you know who Oprah is, Eli?
I've heard of her, but
Oh.
No. Well, I've heard of her, but I don't know
Yeah, I love
exactly
her.
who it
She
is.
when I was growing up, she was always interviewing people on the TV. She had her own show, the Oprah Winfrey show. Yes.
Oh, her. See, oh, I just set
I
it
love
up.
her.
Yeah, I know.
That would be the one.
Yeah, she has a
Yep,
show.
I think she's really
Cool.
wise. I think she has, yeah, done a lot of things for women. I'm a big fan. Nothing that I can possibly say
Cool.
will be enough because she's just brilliant. Yep, and I would love to meet her and have lunch. Either her or Nicole Kidman. And the only reason I say Nicole Kidman is because we kind of have the like Australia America thing in common. And so I do think it would be very easy, like as far as a celebrity goes, to have a conversation with her because we would have like Australia America comparisons, but her life must be so different than mine. So yeah, I don't know. But I've thought about that before too. Yeah.
Yeah. And the we have a last question, but like after this question, we'll do the thing that we discussed before the interview about if Davis and Heidi, maybe I
Brilliant,
can like
done.
ask them
Okay.
some questions. Well, the question is maybe I don't know Heidi or Davis can I don't know if, when to ask you this question, but it's do you have any questions, comments, or
Right.
requests for Elm?
Let me think. Oh, I was wondering, Eli, do you have a set time or day that you like to podcast, or do you just kind of wing it as you go?
Do I
Do you
what?
have
The
like a
podcast,
set
though?
day that you like to do interviews and like that you like to podcast, or do you just like wing it?
So, what days do I like to publish, do you mean? Or what
Yeah,
days
I
do I
guess
like to
so,
be
because
interviewed?
like a lot of the podcasts I listen to, they like come up on like a Tuesday or they come up like on a Friday, but I didn't know I had like a
Yeah, I guess. The answer to that question is, like, I guess I kind of, like, at first, I, like, recently, I just, like, remembered that because I was just, like, posting whenever I want. I'm going to try to post on Saturdays, I think. Either Saturdays or Wednesdays because, according to, well, actually, on Google, I searched up when is the most popular time to, like, post a podcast. It said at Wednesday at 2 a.m. Right? I'm not going to do it at 2 a.m. But I'll do it either maybe Wednesday or Saturday. So I'll publish today. Today's Saturday if, because, I mean, I'm publishing today for you and me, I guess. But for the listener, it might be any day because, yeah. So I'll probably try to do that, and I'm going to do maybe just a mix of interviews and Q&A. Like just a mix of that. Maybe, like, what every episode I might change it. I'm trying to do interviews, but I also want to do Q&A. Reminds me. Guys, next
question. I love it when people come with answers to your questions. Sorry? It's very entertaining. I like that a lot.
Yeah, guys, just letting you know, the next episode, we're going to do a Q&A episode. And the question is, what is your happiest memory? So voice message me, and I will put it in the next episode. And, yeah, so just letting guys know, actually, in the description of every episode, you should see a voice message link that you can press that, put in your email details just so it knows that you're not just – like, so you can have an Anchor account. You send it to me and I'll put it in the next episode, guys.
Yeah, it's really quite easy to answer.
More as well.
When I heard you describe it the first time, I was like, oh, that sounds overwhelming. But then I was like, oh, just give it a go. And it really wasn't that hard at all.
Yeah. Sorry, in the question of my favorite songs, some of your voice messages kind of cut out a bit, like when I put it in the podcast, because for like five different songs, playing the voice messages and then saying what it is, like there's so many. That was a really big episode, and Anchor couldn't really handle a very big storage like
you
that.
Did really good
and so that's why it cut off bits automatically, and also. And so it still made sense. I don't know what it. I guess it just cut off the bits that we don't need. I guess.
Totally. So that's what I was wondering. I guess if you like normally have a schedule that you're thinking about when your podcast, or if you've just been kind of like doing it when you're wanting to do it, because like a lot of them. I listen to like a different podcast for different days of the week because I know when they're coming out. And your podcast, we try to listen to it.
Yeah.
Chelsea does tennis lessons on Wednesdays, so we listen to it in the car on the way to her lessons and then on the way home. And we really like listening to it then all together and laughing and enjoying the interviews and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, I'll try to publish on
that sounds good.
Wednesday or Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to keep doing the interviews, just that Anchor, the app that I'm recording this on, each segment you're recording with someone else, you can only do 50 minutes. So, I'm going to, like, I guess, take a break. So, I'm going to end it and then invite you to the podcast again.
Perfect. I'll talk to you soon, Eli.
Okay?
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Guys, we're just going to take
a
break.
We'll be
back. And, okay. So. Hey, guys. During this break, you know that Heidi said that when she's on hold, that music is really annoying? Well, since I am the king of evil. What? Okay, fail. What I'm trying to say is, you know that Heidi said the music when she gets on hold is really annoying? Well, since I'm the king of evil, I am going to put on some really catchy music I found, and while we're on hold, okay? So, here's the music. After this music, we'll come back. There we go, okay? Here's the music. And I know you're probably thinking, Eli, what kind of music is that? That's the shortest music ever. And that's the exact purpose I put it on there, to make you annoyed. Ha ha. Oh, yeah, baby. Okay, now let's do the second segment of my interview with Heidi. Okay, we're back from the break, and guys, we're here with Heidi and everyone. And yeah, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
We're doing great, Eli. I'm here with Chelsea and Davis.
Hello.
Awesome. I have some questions for you guys as well. And the first question is, what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh.
Okay. It's either play video games, play with friends, or play with Comet.
That's Davis. What about you, Chelsea?
Going on hikes and reading.
Knew it.
Okay. Davis, why? Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any do you have any questions, comments, or requests for Elm?
Do you, Davis?
Why do you interview people?
The answer to that is well, for my podcast, I was thinking for some ideas, and I was looking through like Google to see if they're like popular ideas for podcasts, and there's this podcast called The Joe Rogan Experience, and it's a really popular podcast, and it's about interviews. So I thought I should maybe make my podcast about interviews. And also, there's this podcast that's been my favorite podcast forever called Jumpers and Jackets, and they do Q&A, and I thought that was a great idea, and so I do that. And also, yeah, I've interviewed Jumpers and Jackets because it turns out that they're actually listening to my podcast.
Brilliant.
So I was so excited, so I got to interview them.
It's just so good that you have so many great friends to interview too. That works out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, do you have any more, or Chelsea, or do you want me to go to the next question?
Next question?
Yeah, I think basically we just want to let you know we really love the work you're doing. It's brilliant.
We're
big fans.
Thank you. Okay, what is your favorite holiday?
Christmas, of course.
What about you?
Halloween. Because you get free candy.
Yes. Halloween and candy.
And also Christmas, because of all the songs.
Christmas music, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should make a Christmas episode when it's Christmas.
Nice.
Oh, favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
I don't even know that one. It's called When's Christmas? What did you say it was?
I didn't say anything.
Sorry. Hey, you know what we love about Halloween in Hawaii?
You asked, and pardon?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was like, you asked, and you're like, do you have a? I thought you said, do you have a favorite Christmas song? And I was like, I mean, no, I thought you said we have a favorite Christmas song, and I was like,
right,
like, yeah. And then you're like, oh.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells, I guess.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Or Winter Wonderland, I like.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Davis?
No.
We actually named our puppy Comet because we got him around Christmas, like right before Christmas. And so it's from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song.
Yeah.
Like Comet's one of the reindeer.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's why he got his name. But we like Halloween in Hawaii because people sit out in their carports because it's still really lovely weather. And so you just go to house and people decorate their carports as well with lights and bats and creepy things. Whoa. And a lot of the adults dress up in costume as well. And so you just go up to everybody's carport and we get a lovely chance to like see all of our neighbors walking around. It's really fun.
Yeah. And last year when it was Halloween, there's like a few things where these people like put candy down and then it slid through this tube and then we grabbed it through the tube.
Because of COVID, it was different. And so people did ways of giving you candy and still keeping like 6 feet apart.
Yeah, and one of my friends named Parker, he made like a zip line with a bucket in there. So then he like zipped them down, like in this bucket, and then there was like candy inside. So we like picked a candy.
It was very clever. Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of PVC pipe tubes, zip lines, and also people just left their buckets of candy at the mailbox and it would say like pick one. So it was different last year, but at least we still got to have Halloween.
Yeah. When I had Halloween, like last time it was Halloween for us, like we went past this house and there was this like weird doll on like a chair.
Ooh.
And it was like it was a life size doll. And we were like, what was that? And it moved. And we were so scared, and then we realized it was just like a girl in a costume.
Oh, no. That's great.
And also, some people have this bucket where you put your hand in and then this grabber comes down, I guess.
Like, yeah.
And it was really scary.
Yeah, that's freaky. We have a couple of carports that put like smoke machines and like all this music and you have to walk in past like
all these
skeletons and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Witches,
yeah.
Zombies.
We don't make our house creepy, but there are some very creepy houses in our neighborhood. When we lived in Virginia, there was one house that they turned their entire shed into a what was it called?
A haunted house.
Yeah. So you could go through their backyard and through their shed through the haunted house, but that was seriously creepy. I never did that.
Yeah, it's really scary. There's these, like, in Halloween, there's these, like, places where you drive your car. Sometimes you drive your car, but sometimes, like, you walk through a path and then there's things that will scare you and stuff. Yeah, it's really, really scary.
Yeah. We don't like the scary bits about Halloween. We like the parts where... Yeah, the candy. And we like the parts where we get to see our neighbors. Yeah. And people have, like, very clever costumes. And that's really fun to see, too. That's the part we really like. We've got to know so many of our neighbors because of it. And we had a neighbor in Virginia. Her name was Miss Polly. She was, like, in her 80s. And every year she would dress up as a pirate, I think, or a witch. I don't remember. She had a fake nose on, is all I remember. But she would pass out hot apple cider to everybody that came by in the neighborhood. And was like so lovely about it. So there's like some genuinely sweet things about Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your guys' favorite holiday trip?
Ooh, trip.
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Do you have the trip you've liked, Davis?
I think when I was like really little, like 3, I think we went to one of our nana's house who lived in
Oklahoma,
Arkansas, and so like we played in the snow and it was, like, really fun because they have lots of toys.
What about our trip to New Zealand? Did you like that trip?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah?
We went to one of the top 10 slides.
It was like a water park slide, a water slide thing.
Oh, I did not like that.
We were on a bike ride to a rope swing that goes over a river.
Lake? A part of
the river.
Yeah.
And so that was fun.
It was like not cold fun. I was like, ah! Because I kept on falling off. Like, to get there, we had to go on gravel, and I didn't know if you stop too fast, you would fall off. And so I kept on doing that until my mom finally told me.
He was on a big gravelly hill, and he was real small and fell off. He had scrapes on his wrists and on his knees. And then he did this huge zip line flying fox and also fell on his bum that day. It was a rough day for Davis.
He yeah. Face first and then like a belly flop on the ground.
Yeah. But it was still great. Great trip. Yeah. loved it.
Yeah, the giant slide was really fun. You had to wait in a long line. A few people cut.
But it was a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and we went on this cruise and I really regret it. I was going up, we went under a waterfall, so a few people stayed out. And then I finally went in, and I regretted it.
He what regrets happened? Going in. Go ahead.
I regret, like, going in it. I really wanted to stay out in the waterfall.
What do you mean you go in the waterfall or something?
Like, the boat, like, went in the, like, a waterfall because it was the raining season.
How big was the waterfall? Like, how, like?
It was huge.
Is that safe? To be in a boat and then, like, going down a river and then there's a waterfall coming down?
No.
That's why we went inside.
I still regret it.
And the water, like, hurt. It was coming down so hard and we were soaking wet.
Yeah, but when we were going there, it was really fun because, like, waterfalls were on the road. It was so cool. And me and Chelsea are like, wow! And my mom and dad were like, I do not like this.
That's the trip to Milford Sound I was telling you about earlier.
So do you have the answer for what would you like to do in the future?
Davis has a good answer for that one.
Either where everything's healthy, like the sugary things are made out of like carrots, like healthy things, and... Or everything's, like, hovering.
What?
Like, everything's, like, houses are hovering.
Davis likes the idea of hovering, like, hovercrafts. Like, hovering bikes, hovering skateboards.
Oh, that.
Mm.
Oh, you and mean, like, Yeah.
Yeah, his other idea is that even unhealthy foods like carrots and spinach and broccoli taste like sugary treats. That's
no,
his.
No, it's where all like brownies like taste like really good, but they're actually made out of carrots.
So it's like he could eat sugary foods that he loves, but they would be healthy for him to eat.
Yeah, but it won't taste like any stuff that I don't like.
Yeah,
and so then I could, and it costs like barely any, like $5.
Cool.
For a whole, like, for a dozen of cupcakes.
And are you going to eat all the cupcakes when they give it to you?
Yes. Unless I get a tummy ache.
And then what will you do when you get a tummy ache?
I don't know.
Eat 5 minutes after?
I think.
Okay.
I do have one thing for the future, Eli, I thought of.
Okay.
It's very personal, but I'll go ahead and say it.
All right.
We had, but I'm not going to give too many details, but we have been foster parents, and we had these twin baby boys that we watched for a long time. I'm not going to say their names, but in the future, they've been moved since back to family after they turned two. And I'd really like in the future to be able to visit them and for them to be able to visit us.
Yeah.
That's my big wish for the future, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have one, Chelsea?
Chelsea doesn't have one. All right.
All right. If you could be any animal, what would it be?
Oh, here we go.
American falcon?
Cool.
Why would you be a falcon, Davis?
Because I get a bird's eye view.
Oh, okay. So you can, like, see down on stuff, see robbers, and, yeah, like, get out your full-on cannon and, like, shoot them until they're, yeah, literally, like, a piece of dust. And then after, eat it and use it for your nest.
Oh, that is actually kind of smart.
All right, let's see what Chelsea wants to do.
I'd be an elephant.
I knew it!
Because they're really social animals that have really deep feelings, and I love them.
Yeah, because the babies are cute, too.
Yeah. My favorite animal would probably be dolphin, or maybe, like, what was it called? A shark.
Awesome.
I knew you were going to say something like shark.
Yeah.
Why do you always know what people are going to
say? I don't know.
That's creepy. Well, that is creepy.
We knew dolphin or shark because we've heard you say it on the podcast before. We're big listeners.
And Chelsea says that her favorite animal is a elephant all the time. It's kind of a habit.
Yeah. Guys, your listeners are listening right now. So, I mean, like, this is a recording.
Oh, awesome. That's exciting.
You guys are going to be on the next episode.
Brilliant.
And yeah. I think it'll be a pretty good episode. Yeah.
Thanks, Eli.
What's your favorite singer?
Oh, glad you asked.
It'll probably be something by Taylor Swift. I'm sure your dad would know the songs by her.
What's your dad's favorite Taylor Swift song, Eli? We heard that recently and we were curious.
Let me ask him.
Oh, good.
We've been wondering.
He might be a little bit confused because, like, he doesn't know the ceremony.
Okay. So let's see.
Dad, what is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't know who Taylor Swift is.
Yes, you do. Dad, you do. You're definitely, Dad, you're just faking it. Dad, this is recording. You got caught.
I think it might be Shake It Off.
Yeah, Shake It Off. That's what I'm
going
to do right now.
I'm dying to know what song Mark's listening to in the car that's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
All right, you found me out.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yep, I'm recording.
Oh my goodness.
The listeners are listening.
Oh, right. Hello, everyone. I'm in the middle of baking here, and now I'm featured on the podcast. This is pretty exciting.
Excellent. We've got our friend McKenna over for her 21st birthday, and we're podcasting as well.
And McKenna gets to be on the podcast. I feel like you guys have recorded enough to make an entire season, actually.
I hope so. McKenna is really beautiful. So we're happy she gets to be on the podcast.
Oh, that's wonderful. Happy birthday, McKenna.
Thank you.
I didn't expect to be doing this on your 21st.
That's awesome.
Here's my guinea pigs. You can't see me. They make a sound when I scratch them. I'll see if they'll make it.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Be quiet. Ready?
Uh-huh.
There it is. That's the sound when I scratch them.
That sounds like a cat purring.
That's really cute. It kind of sounds like a pigeon.
Yeah, it does.
Well, very cute.
Okay, let me grab.
Because we're big fans, we actually know the names of your guinea pigs too.
What are they?
Quiz. Nacho, Taco, and Guacamole.
Yay! Woo!
I feel like I should win a bonus prize for that one.
Hold on. This is what you get. Hold on.
Yeah. Hooray! Applause! And the crowd goes wild.
Yay! We love them! We love them!
Brilliant.
That definitely wasn't a sound effect I literally like searched up online, but yeah.
Definitely not. You just have a crowd outside your window applauding for the podcast all the time.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I think that. yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Well, that was our dog Comet. That's the sound he makes when people show up at our door. Well, Eli, this has been an absolute pleasure. We really appreciate all you're doing out there, and we are really looking forward to hearing future interviews.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, like, do you have any, like, Q&A episodes? Do you have any Q&A questions I might be able to do for a future episode?
Do you have any questions for people to call in and give their answers? I really like your what's your favorite vacation question, because I do think a lot of people have like favorite vacations that they remember that they really enjoyed.
Hawaii.
Yeah. We when we came on vacation to Australia, we went up with you guys to the Australia Zoo. Remember that?
Right.
To Steve Irwin Zoo and the family.
Oh, yeah.
And they had that really cool water slide that we all got to go down together. That was really fun.
Yes.
So usually when people ask me about my favorite vacation, that's when I often say is when we drove up to Queensland with you guys. And we stayed at that Airbnb out in the country all together. And do you remember that they had a compostable toilet?
No.
Yeah.
But I remember the shaved ice. That was so good.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Awesome. When we were in Australia, up at the Australia Zoo, the lady didn't have plumbing in the house. And we had to go to the bathroom in a bucket and then cover it with sawdust. Do you remember this, Eli?
Oh, I remember that. That was years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of
those.
That was
I just remember. Ago. The only memory from that holiday is just like, I remember the room. The garage, the view, and there was cows, and
we were on a farm, and your mom and I had talked about it. It was a very good price and it had lots of rooms, and we're like, this is going to be perfect for our family, it's going to be great. And then we got there and she was showing us around and showed us the compostable toilet, and we were like, oh my goodness. Totally unexpected.
Play, like, hide and seek or tag.
Mm-hmm.
Like around the house because it was huge.
That's one of my favorite vacations right there.
Go there again.
Yeah.
Another question you could ask people is what their favorite book is.
Oh, that'll be hard.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sure.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Ooh, what's your favorite Star Wars movie, said Davis.
Cool.
All righty, guys.
Yeah.
Why do you like Star Wars?
Pardon?
Oh, that's good. We're all good.
Now, why do you like Star Wars?
Do you like Star Wars, Eli?
Well, I've watched. I don't watch them, but I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Can you ask them, like, do you like Star Wars? And if they do, can you ask them, like, what's their favorite movie of Star Wars?
For your question and answer.
Mine's probably the sixth, because it's really funny and cute.
Okay. So, actually, Do you know how much total plays I have on my podcast? Like how much total clicks on an episode I have in total?
No. What's your total?
At the moment, which is literally right now, where well, I'll have more when the listeners are listening, but at the moment I have 781.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. You. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Thanks. What do you listen from? Do you listen from Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or I listen on Spotify.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else you want to talk about? Because if not, I guess close it.
We're just going to watch a movie with McKenna for her 21st birthday and celebrate. But and so thanks for including us on your podcast, Eli. It's been a great night.
Thank you.
Totally lovely to catch up.
Okay. And thank you so much, Heidi and Davis and Chelsea, for letting me interview you. Guys, I'll have the questions that they asked for a future episode. Don't forget to follow, comment, and rate. More episodes coming soon. And don't forget that the next episode, we're going to do the Q&A episode, which is what's your happiest memory? So voice message me and I'll put it in the next episode. The voice message link is anchor.fm/elmpodcast. And I hope you all have an amazing day. And don't forget to follow and voice message. And yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
All right. Okay. Take care, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Eli.
Thank you, guys. And also, special thing for coming soon. I'm going to do an interview with my sister that I don't think, well, none of you really knew before this episode. And yeah, thank you, guys. And more episodes coming soon. Bye.
Bye. Oh, what's your total?
At the moment, which is literally right now, where well, I'll have more when the listeners are listening, but at the moment, I have 781.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. You. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Thanks. What do you listen from? Do you listen from Spotify, Apple Podcasts?
I listen on Spotify.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else you want to talk about? Because if not, I guess close it.
We're just going to watch a movie with McKenna for her 21st birthday and celebrate. But and so thanks for including us on your podcast, Eli. It's been a great night.
Thank you.
Totally lovely to catch up.
Okay. And thank you so much, Heidi and Davis and Chelsea, for letting me interview you. Guys, I'll have the questions that they asked for a future episode. Don't forget to follow, comment, and rate. More episodes coming soon. And don't forget that the next episode, we're going to do the Q&A episode, which is what's your happiest memory? So voice message me and I'll put it in the next episode. The voice message link is anchor.fm/elmpodcast. And I hope you all have an amazing day. And don't forget to follow and voice message. And yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
All right. Okay. Take care, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, and Eli.
Thank you, guys. And also, special thing for coming soon. I'm going to do an interview with my sister that I don't think, well, none of you really knew before this episode. And yeah, thank you guys. And more episodes coming soon. Bye.
Bye.
Because we're big fans, we actually know the names of your guinea pigs too.
What are they?
Quiz. Nacho, Taco, and Guacamole.
Yay!
I feel like
I should win a bonus prize for that one.
Hold on. This is what you get. Hold on.
Yeah. Hooray! Applause! And the crowd goes wild.
Yay! We love them! We love them!
Brilliant.
That definitely wasn't a sound effect I literally like searched up online, but yeah.
Definitely not. You just have a crowd outside your window applauding for the podcast all the time.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Oh, I think that, yeah. Oh, is this... yeah. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, that was our dog Comet. That's the sound he makes when people show up at our door. Well, Eli, this has been an absolute pleasure. We really appreciate all you're doing out there, and we are really looking forward to hearing future interviews.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, like, do you have any, like, Q&A episodes? Do you have any Q&A questions I might be able to do for a future episode?
Do you have any questions for people to call in and give their answers? I really like your what's your favorite vacation question, because I do think a lot of people have like favorite vacations that they remember that they really enjoyed.
Hawaii.
Yeah. We when we came on vacation to Australia, we went up with you guys to the Australia Zoo. Remember that?
Hawaii.
To Steve Irwin's zoo and the family.
Oh, yeah.
And they had that really cool water slide that we all got to go down together. That was really fun.
Yes.
So usually when people ask me about my favorite vacation, that's when I often say is when we drove up to Queensland with you guys. And we stayed at that Airbnb out in the country all together. And do you remember that they had a compostable toilet?
No.
Yeah.
But I do remember the shaved ice. That was so good.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. We were in Australia, up at the Australia Zoo, the lady didn't have plumbing in the house. And we had to go to the bathroom in a bucket and then cover it with sawdust. Do you remember this, Eli?
Oh, I remember that. That was years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember
the only memory from that holiday is just like, I remember the room. The garage, the view, and there was cows, and
we were on a farm. And your mom and I had talked about it. It was a very good price, and it had lots of rooms. And we're like, "This is going to be perfect for our family. It's going to be great." And then we got there, and she was showing us around and showed us the compostable toilet, and we were like, "Oh my goodness!" Totally unexpected.
Like hide and seek or tag.
Mm-hmm.
Like around the house because it was huge.
That's one of my favorite vacations right there.
Go there again.
Yeah.
Another question you could ask people is what their favorite book is.
Oh, that'll be hard.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sure.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Ooh, what's your favorite Star Wars movie, said Davis.
Cool.
All righty, guys.
Yeah.
Why do you like Star Wars?
Pardon?
Oh, that's good. We're all good.
Why do you like Star Wars?
Do you like Star Wars, Eli?
I don't watch them, but I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Can you ask them, like, do you like Star Wars? And if they do, can you ask them, like, what's their favorite movie of Star Wars?
For your question and answer.
Mine's probably the sixth, because it's really funny and cute.
Okay. So, actually, Do you know how much total plays I have on my podcast? Like, how much total clicks on an episode I have in total?
No.
What do you mean you go in the waterfall or something?
Like, the boat, like, went in the, like, a waterfall because it was the raining season.
How big was the waterfall? Like, how, like...
It was huge.
Is that safe to be in a boat and then, like, going down a river and then there's a waterfall going down?
No. Nope.
That's why we went inside.
I still regret it.
And the water, like, hurt. It was coming down so hard, and we were soaking wet.
Yeah, but when we were going there, it was really fun because, like, waterfalls were on the road. It was so cool. And me and Chelsea are like, wow! And the and my mom and dad were like, I do not like this.
That's the trip to Milford Sound I was telling you about earlier.
So do you have the answer for... What would you like to do in the future?
Davis has a good answer for that one.
Either where everything's healthy, like the sugary things are made out of like carrots, like healthy things, and or everything's like hovering.
What?
Like everything's like houses are hovering.
Davis likes the idea of hovering, like hovercrafts, like hovering bikes, hovering skateboards.
Oh, that.
Mm.
Oh, you and mean like, yeah.
Yeah, his other idea is that even unhealthy foods like carrots and spinach and broccoli taste like sugary treats. That's
no,
his.
It's oh. Where all like brownies like taste like really good, but they're actually made out of carrots.
So it's like he could eat sugary foods that he loves, but they would be healthy for him to eat.
Yeah, but it won't taste like any stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
And so then I could, and it costs like barely any, like $5.
Cool.
For a whole, like, for a dozen of cupcakes.
And are you going to eat all the cupcakes when they give it to you?
Yes. Unless I get a tummy ache.
And then what will you do when you get a tummy ache? Eat.
I don't know.
Eat 5 minutes after?
I think.
Okay.
I do have one thing for the future, Eli, I thought of.
Okay.
It's very personal, but I'll go ahead and say it.
Right.
We had, but I'm not going to give too many details, but we have been foster parents, and we had these twin baby boys that we watched for a long time. I'm not going to say their names, but in the future, they've been moved since back to family after they turned two, and I'd really like in the future to be able to visit them and for them to be able to visit us.
Yeah.
That's my big wish for the future, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do
you have one, Chelsea? Chelsea doesn't have one. All right.
All right. If you could be any animal, what would it be?
Oh, here we go.
A American falcon?
Cool.
Why would you be a falcon, Davis?
Because I get a bird's eye view.
Okay. So you can, like, see down on stuff, see robbers, and, like, get out your full-on cannon and, like, shoot them until they're literally, like, a piece of dust. And then after, eat it and use it for your nest.
Oh, that is actually kind of smart.
All right, let's see what Chelsea wants to do.
I'd be an elephant.
I knew it!
Because they're really social animals that have really deep feelings, and I love them.
Yeah, because the babies are cute, too.
My favorite animal would probably be dolphin, or maybe, like, what was it called? A shark.
Awesome.
I knew you were going to say something like shark.
Yeah.
Why do you always know what people are going to say?
I don't know.
Creepy. That is creepy.
We knew dolphin or shark because we've heard you say it on the podcast before. We're big listeners.
And Chelsea says that her favorite animal is a elephant all the time. It's kind of a habit.
Yeah. Guys, your listeners are listening right now. So, I mean, like, this is recording.
Oh, awesome. That's exciting.
You guys are going to be on the next episode.
Brilliant. And
yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be a pretty good episode. yeah.
Thanks, Eli.
What's your favorite singer?
Oh, glad you asked.
It'll probably be something by Taylor Swift. I'm sure your dad would know the songs by her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your dad's favorite Taylor Swift song, Eli? We heard that recently and we were curious.
Let me ask him.
Oh, good.
We've been wondering.
He might be a little bit confused because, like, I don't know, he doesn't know the ceremony.
Okay.
So let's see.
Dad, what is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't know who Taylor Swift is.
Yes, you do. Dad, you do. You're definitely, Dad, you're just faking it. Dad, this is recording. You got caught.
I think it might be Shake It Off.
Yeah, Shake It Off. That's what I'm
going to
do right now.
I'm dying to know what song Mark's listening to in the car that's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
All right, you found me out.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yep, I'm recording.
Oh my goodness.
The listeners are listening.
Oh, hello everyone. I'm in the middle of baking here and now I'm featured on the podcast. This is pretty exciting.
Excellent. We've got our friend McKenna over for her 21st birthday and we're podcasting as well.
And McKenna gets to be on the podcast. I feel like you guys have recorded enough to make an entire season, actually.
I hope so. McKenna is really beautiful. So we're hoping she gets to be on the podcast.
Oh, that's wonderful. Happy birthday, McKenna.
Thank you.
She didn't expect me doing this on your 21st.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Here's my guinea pigs. You can't see me. They make a sound when I scratch them. I'll see if they'll make it.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Be quiet. Ready?
Uh-huh.
There it is. That's the sound when I scratch them.
That sounds like a cat purring.
That's really cute. It kind of sounds like a pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well, very cute.
Okay, let me go.
So you just go up to everybody's carport and we get a lovely chance to like see all of our neighbors walking around. It's really fun.
Yeah. And last year when it was Halloween, there's like a few things where these people like put candy down and then it slid through this tube and then we grabbed it through the tube.
Because of COVID, it was different. And so people did ways of giving you candy and still keeping like 6 feet apart.
Yeah, and one of my friends named Parker, he made like a zip line with a bucket in there. So then he like zipped them down, like in this bucket, and then there was like candy inside. So we like picked a candy.
It was very clever. Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of PVC pipe tubes. Zip lines and also people just left their buckets of candy at the mailbox and it would say like pick one. So it was different last year, but at least we still got to have Halloween.
Yeah. When I had Halloween, like last time it was Halloween for us, like we went past this house and there was this like weird doll on like a chair.
Ooh.
And it was like no, but it was like a. It was a life-size doll, and we were like, what was that? And it moved, and we were so scared, and then we realized it was just, like, a girl in a costume.
That's great.
And also, some people have this bucket where you put your hand in and then this grabber comes down, I guess.
Like, yeah.
And it's really scary.
Yeah, that's freaky. We have a couple of carports that put like smoke machines and like all this music, and you have to walk in past like
all these
skeletons and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Witches, yeah.
Zombies.
We don't make our house creepy, but there are some very creepy houses in our neighborhood. When we lived in Virginia, there was one house that they turned their entire shed into a, what was it called?
A haunted house.
Yeah. So you could go through their backyard and through their shed through the haunted house, but that was seriously creepy. I never did that.
Yeah, it's really scary. There's these, like, in Halloween, there's these, like, places where you drive your car. Sometimes you drive your car, but sometimes, like, you walk through a path and then there's things that will scare you and stuff. Yeah, it's really, really scary.
Yeah. We don't like the scary bits about Halloween. We like the parts where... Yeah, the candy. And we like the parts where we get to see our neighbors. And people have, like, very clever costumes, and that's really fun to see, too. That's the part we really like. We've got to know so many of our neighbors because of it.
And we had a neighbor in Virginia. Her name was Miss Polly. She was, like, in her 80s. And every year she would dress up as a pirate, I think, or a witch. I don't remember what she had a fake nose on is all I remember. But she would pass out hot apple cider to everybody that came by in the neighborhood and was, like, so lovely about it. So there's, like, some genuinely sweet things about Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your guys' favorite holiday trip?
Ooh, trip.
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Do you have the trip you've liked, Davis?
I think when I was, like, really little, like, 3, I think, we went, to one of our nana's house who lived in,
Oklahoma?
Arkansas, and so, like, we played in the snow, and it was, like, really fun because they have lots of toys.
What about our trip to New Zealand? Did you like that trip?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah?
We went to one of the top 10 slides.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a water slide thing? Oh, I did not like that.
On a bike ride to a rope swing that goes over a river.
Lake? A part of
the river.
Yeah.
And so that was fun.
It was like not cold fun. I was like, because I kept on falling off. Like, to get there, we had to go on gravel, and I didn't know if you stop too fast, you would fall off. And so I kept on doing that until my mom finally told me.
He was on a big gravelly hill, and he was real small and fell off. He had scrapes on his wrists and on his knees. And then he did this huge zip line flying fox and also fell on his bum that day. It was a rough day for Davis.
He fell face first and then like a belly flop on the ground.
Yeah. But it was still great. Great trip. loved it.
Yeah, the giant slide was really fun. You had to wait in a long line. A few people cut.
Mm-hmm. But it was a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and we went on this cruise, and I really regret it. I was going up, we went under a waterfall, so a few people stayed out, and then I finally went in, and I regretted it.
What happened? Go ahead.
I regret, like, going in it. I really wanted to stay out in the waterfall.
So, guys, yeah, that's the interview, and don't forget next time to answer what is your happiest memory. And guys, just to let me know that you're listening, if you have Apple Podcasts, can you please just rate and review it, just so, and like say, I don't know, whatever you want to say, and that would just let me know that you're listening, and that'd be really great. Please follow, because that would really help with the podcast to make it better. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Elm. And yeah, more episodes coming soon. And don't forget that next episode, I am going to be doing the what's your favorite memory? And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And yeah, bye.